It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zare.
Our guest today, we have two guests in the studio today. Our first guest is Dr. Joy Norris, and she is the Associate Provost for Access and Outreach here at Missouri State. And our second guest is Angela Young, who is the director of the Dual Credit Program here at Missouri State. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that today. And Joy, you have a big job title, Associate Provost, Access and Outreach. Can you give us a sentence or two about that?
We serve the more non-traditional student population at Missouri State, people who want to take courses online at our off-campus locations, and we also then provide that support for dual credit students.
All righty. Well, what? This is an item that's new to me. It's not a familiar term. Tell us what dual credit is.
Dual credit are courses that are offered in the high school that are taught by high school faculty who have been approved through the university. All dual credit teachers must have a minimum of a master's degree and coursework in that specific discipline in which they're teaching. The courses, dual credit courses, are transcripted on the university transcript and can be used at Missouri State or can be sent to other universities across the country. Most of our dual credit courses fulfill general education requirements, but we do have a few courses that are programmatic, such as agriculture, mathematics, English, and science. In terms of background, you said you hadn't heard of it before. I'm sure that's true for many people. It actually started in 1985 in Minnesota, and it's aimed at any high school student who is capable of doing college work. So it's not just aimed at honor students or, you know, geniuses, but anyone who is capable. And what recent research has shown is that students who have completed at least 15 credits of dual credit in high school are more likely to be college completers. And one of the things that I think is so important about dual credit is that it makes college both accessible and affordable for students.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about that lately, and, you know, with budget cuts at the state level and national level and that sort of thing, a real emphasis on trying to come up with creative ideas, perhaps, to make college more affordable and help families and students both along.
And I think families are very much aware of that, and parents are encouraging their children to do dual credit. At Missouri State, dual credit credit is actually $70 compared to $210 for a student taking courses on campus. So
good to me.
Yep, it is. It's affordable.
Well, that's good. How does one get connected up? If someone listening knows a child or a grandchild or something that would be maybe eligible for this program, how does that work out?
Basically, they would work through their high school counselor. The high school counselor actually works with Angela in our department and the high school teachers to get the dual credit courses assigned and get students enrolled through Missouri State.
Okay. Well, Angela, tell us a little bit about your background and how this dual credit program works from your point of view.
My background actually includes being a high school teacher for about 11 years before I made the transition into higher education. So I really enjoy working with both sides of the program there. Basically, the best way to describe what we do in the dual credit office is kind of with a word picture of we're kind of being the bridge between high school and higher ed for many students. And we actually work in our office with about 140 different schools here in the state of Missouri.
And are they all here in Southwest Missouri, or is it a whole statewide program?
It's a statewide program. The majority of our partnering schools are in Southwest Missouri, but we also go into the Kansas City area. We partner with some schools in the St. Louis area. We go as far north as St. Joe. So we are pretty much statewide.
Well, that's very interesting. What kind of, do you look for new schools to add into the program, or?
We're always on the outlook for new opportunities to partner, but for the most part, we have schools come to us who are asking for
really?
These opportunities. We get contacted pretty much on a weekly basis of schools who've heard about our partnering and want to know more about what we have available and if their teachers would qualify. And so we do get requests very often.
Someone listening to the program today, a parent or a grandparent, could they contact your office, or would you recommend that they go to the high school? Or
they could contact our office, but it would be more direct for them to kind of just go to their high school and ask if they currently offer dual credit opportunities. And if they're through Missouri State, there are other institutions in town who also offer the dual credit opportunity, but the high school will know, and that's who we go through is the high schools.
Okay, great. What are some other benefits, or why, for the high school student, why would it be advantageous for a high school student to do this, other than the cost factor and that sort of thing that we've talked about?
It actually kind of helps give them a jump start into college. They can come in as freshmen with 15 or more or fewer, however many hours they choose to pursue while in high school. But they can come in as freshmen with a transcript already started. So maybe they have decided to take their English composition requirements in high school. So they've been able to do that in their classroom setting with a teacher who Missouri State has approved and said, you know, you have shown that you can offer this course at a college level. So they can come in with those already out of the way, and they can just move on to their next courses and their next coursework as they get here. So
maybe feeling a little less stressed that first semester or two in college, and being, you know, they're away from home for the first time perhaps, and that sort of thing. It just kind of smooths the way to get started into college, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of them come in and they don't spend very much time being categorized as a freshman. They can come in and with those hours, they are categorized as a sophomore, and there's a little bit of a good feeling about that, just being ahead of the game coming in the door.
Well, that's great. How long have we had this program here? You mentioned it was 1985 that it basically got started. How long has it been accessible here?
It's probably been here about 20 years. It started in the early 90s, so it's, you know, it's something that swept the country, and there are actually states that provide dual credit courses free of charge for high school students. And that hasn't come to Missouri yet, but I think that would be wonderful. Talk about making it affordable.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been Lois Zaire with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in our series are available online at ksmu.org.